I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Not only is the UN not solving the problems it should too often, it's actually creating new problems for us to solve. The best example is the number one political issue of our time, the crisis of uncontrolled migration. It's uncontrolled. Your countries are being ruined. The United Nations is funding an assault on Western countries and their borders. In 2024, the UN budgeted $372 million in cash assistance to support an estimated 624,000 migrants journeying into the United States. Think of that. The UN is supporting people that are illegally coming into the United States, and then we have to get them out. The UN also provided food, shelter, transportation, and debit cards to illegal aliens. Can you believe that? On the way to infiltrate our southern border.
That is President Trump earlier today at the UN General Assembly as they opened their 80th General Assembly. And he was basically saying you have failures of globalism that you're trying to push through on all the rest of us in the free world. He said we need to return in our nation to American strength. And you should learn from us. This was his first speech to the globalist body since returning to the White House. Carolyn Leavitt had stated in advance, according to the Hill, this would be a major speech touting the renewal of American strength around the world. And it was. Trump said, we need a straightforward and constructive vision of global leadership, and basically asking, otherwise, why are we here? Why do we have the UN? Why should we do anything you guys want to? Why do we continue to house you in New York City and basically support the UN more than any other nation? Let them go to Geneva, to Switzerland. Let them start over there. He didn't say that. I did. The UN started with a principle of bringing nations together to avoid war. But it turned out to be warring nations inside the UN and then expanding beyond and pulling in more nations for warring inside the UN. Thanks for joining us. Hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are live streaming video for you. You can watch the program right now. You can go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, and you will see the program. And if you want, you can do the same thing by going to Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. You choose how you want to watch. We just encourage you, if you want to watch, to do so. And reminding you, everything goes up later as a podcast. And when that podcast goes up, we make sure it's available for you on all podcast outlets. You can find it immediately at News Talk STL and at LarryConnorsUSA.com or Larry Connors USA Facebook. Both the audio and the video. You won't miss anything. With Larry Connors USA, every time you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to walk away from this hour with more knowledge than you have right now. And one piece coming up later this hour, I will tell you right now, I'm not sure I'd call this education, but we're shining a light on it anyway. Former CNN anchor Don Lemon Fruitcake. Again, I insist, I'm not referencing his sexual preference. I could care less. I'm looking at how nutty the guy is. But his remarks about Charlie Kirk and the memorial service the other day, I'm not going to let pass untested. That's coming up later in this hour. In the meantime, we have Russia continuing to push all the buttons it can against Ukraine, NATO nations in general. And that includes several sorties of drones over NATO country air territory, Poland in particular. Retired four-star General Jack King.
They flew several hours, 19 drones into Polish airspace. That is an act of war in itself. And they're testing Poland's response to that. And number two, they're testing their will. And that's what's happened also in Estonia. What do I mean by that? Well, they want Poland to conclude that what they need to do is shore up their defenses better and reduce the resources and support for Ukraine because they're threatening them.
Oh.
And it's not a hybrid war. These are conventional tactics being used. Russia has the capability to deliver 1,000 drones flying into Ukrainian airspace and into Polish airspace. And it's a fact that Poland would not be able to stop all those drones based on the interceptors that they have and the $1 million interceptors that they are to shoot down a $10,000 drone that has the capability of killing people. Wake up. This is not a hybrid war. This is Russia testing you, and the next step could be quite something significant. And NATO has got to come together and not talk about Article 4, talk about Article 5. And the next step is to shoot them down.
So are you saying
that's
so,
where
so
we
this
should
is not
be?
Just...
Wake up, NATO.
Wake up, NATO. When the general refers to Article 5 of the NATO agreement, that's the collective defense clause, stating that an attack on one member is considered an attack on all members. That would require the U.S. to assist the attacked member by taking measures, including the use of armed force, to restore and maintain security for those in the North Atlantic Treaty. This is why Ukraine wanted to get inside NATO. That once inside and becoming part of NATO and part of that agreement, if Russia made the invasion into Ukraine, we would have to be directly involved in war against Russia. NATO was not letting them in that easily, I should say. And that's good. But while they're not part of it, Putin decided we'll go after Ukraine anyway. But now overflying airspace of other NATO nations, violating their airspace, sending drones in. As he pointed out, they're occupying the attention of these NATO nations who are trying to help Ukraine. And they got to worry about their own defenses. What can we send to Ukraine and not jeopardize our defense? And if you want another issue that's continuing to escalate, this is the push by even some of our allied nations to make Palestine a sovereign state. Carolyn Leavitt of the White House.
All of these Western nations that are recognizing a Palestinian state, the president has been very clear. He disagrees with this decision. He spoke about that in the UK, standing right next to his friend, Prime Minister Starmer. And he feels this does not do anything to release the hostages, which is the primary goal right now in Gaza, does nothing to end this conflict and bring this war to a close. And frankly, he believes it's a reward to Hamas. So he believes these decisions are just more talk and not enough action from some of our friends and allies.
That's White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt on the dozens of countries who are now recognizing Palestinian statehood or want to do so. France yesterday becoming the latest U.S. ally to do so during the 80th annual U.N. General Assembly. Belgium, Monaco, Luxembourg, and Malta joined the U.K., Canada, and Australia in making similar declarations. The White House says the recognition of a Palestinian state makes it harder to end the war in Gaza.
And they know that. They know it. As it stands right now, just over 78% of all UN members have endorsed Palestine to be a sovereign state. 151 of the 193 member states. The state of Palestine was officially declared by the PLO in November 1988, claiming sovereignty over that internationally recognized Palestinian territories, the West Bank, which includes East Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip. By the end of 1988, the Palestinian state was recognized by 88 countries, and then began the decades-long Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And we're at this point now. And one of those nations, so-called allies of the U.S. that are doing this, is the very person that Maria Bartiromo was referring to, or I should say Carolyn Leavitt, Trump standing by our ally, Starmer. No, the U.K. is all in favor of the free Palestine. And at the UN today, French President Macron, while he was weaving his way to the lectern, he seemed, according to Politico, as they write it, more relaxed than he had in months, basking in the lengthy applause that followed the end of his 30-minute address, in which he made a passionate bid to, quote, do justice to the Palestinian people and recognize the state of Palestine. In other words, through the words of President Trump back in his face, and most in the UN applauded. Is the UN doing anything for true peace? Earlier this year, Charlie Kirk had predicted what all the hate in our nation would lead to. His prophecy came true, and Charlie paid the price.
My fear, Senator, and I hope I'm wrong, and let's say stay in prayer that I'm wrong, that someone is going to get shot the same way that Steve Scalise got shot, and God forbid, killed. The left is creating a pressure cooker with so many of their rank and file paramilitary troops that very well might result in one of us getting shot or killed. God forbid that happens. We're getting death threats every single day here on the Charlie Kirk Show.
And we know how it ended a few days ago. And if you thought we might have a coming together that recognizing we've gone too far, no, it's just been boiling up more and more. But you did not see riots in the streets, did you? You did not see cars being overturned and torched, buildings, businesses looted, smashed, thuggery on the streets. You saw flames of candles for vigils. If, and I would not want this to happen, but if a staunch, quote, leader of the left, like an Al Sharpton, had been cut down by a bullet, how do you think reaction would be contrasting to what we've been witnessing? And yet, Congressman Hakeem Jeffries claims we need to stay on the attack.
One thing to understand, as people who are flirting with the Trump administration or doing the bidding of the Trump administration or engaging in the pay-to-play schemes of the Trump administration, the statute of limitations is 5 years. Donald Trump and this toxic administration will be long gone, but there will still be accountability to be had. And that process, of course, begins now, but it will not be complete until perhaps there is an independent Department of Justice, certainly an independent House of Representatives in Democratic hands.
Right.
The Department of Justice is one of the great institutions in law enforcement in the history of this country. And Donald Trump and these extremists have been destroying its integrity.
Hakeem, you spoke the words you weren't supposed to. An independent Congress, independent courts, in the Democrat hands, in their control. They would not be independent. There have been folks going to social media to express their thoughts. I want you to hear from a couple. The first is a black woman.
People are leaving the Democrat Party by the droves. After Charlie Kirk's death, and people were celebrating and just rejoicing that a man lost his life, people are leaving the Democrat Party by the droves. They celebrated a father being dead, a brother, a husband, a conservative, a man of God. People are done. The Democrat Party has now become the party of death.
That is, again, from a Democrat black woman, no longer with the Democrats, obviously. A black man offered similar thoughts.
You go into a room of 100,000 people who just saw one of their most loved leaders get murdered in front of the world on video, and the reaction of the spouse is, I forgive the murderer. And the reaction of the crowd is to stand up and give her the longest standing ovation of the day. And the reaction of the entire movement is, we're not going to retaliate with more violence. We're going to keep saying the truth, and we're just going to keep saying it louder, and there's going to be more of us. And we're going to forgive the people who did this as we say it. That's objectively healthy. And, you know, I was one of the few black people there, and it saddens me because I was like, man, I wish there were more black people here because they'd be welcome there. And there's just so much manipulation. Like, we're in such a mental reality where people are so committed to what's in their head that they don't see what's happening in reality, and they don't go experience what's actually happening on the other side. And man, I just wish everyone could have gotten to go because it was such a beautiful day.
But that memorial, while everyone lifted up a mountain high experience and left with that, they had to come back down to reality of what's around them. And that includes the words of Don Lemon Fruitcake. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington. Always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem? He can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I've got a great evening planned for you. We start with dining at the Oak Street Inn Lounge in Connellville. We enjoy sunset on the rooftop, then down to the speakeasy. Just one visit, you're going to see why I'm always talking about the Oak Street Inn and Lounge. Plus, you might want to plan a staycation, a romantic getaway. Check out OakStreetInnAndLounge.com for various events this summer. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
And these are the things that they said Charlie Kirk stood for. He was a man of faith. And the reason that that struck me so is because I got a text from a friend who said, I am a black woman. The person who babysits my child is a black woman from Jamaica. And she says, Charlie Kirk was a person of faith. And I say to them, okay, so what does that mean, a person of faith? How does a person of faith act? How does a person who really believes in what God and the scriptures say, the true meaning of it, not the distorted meaning, how would they treat the least of these? So what I say now is that what happened in Arizona this weekend was not just a memorial. It was something else entirely.
What would that be? It was a memorial, but he's suggesting something sinister inside the Charlie Kirk Memorial. That is Don Lemon, no longer with CNN, reduced to doing his social media postings, trying to remain relevant. And obviously he has some who follow him. I don't follow him, but I made a point to go into it and get that material out. I'll be the first to admit to you, I'm not the most perfect Christian. I'm not anywhere near a perfect Christian. I have many failings, and I have constant sin. But what he's trying to suggest is, what does it mean to be a man of faith? We know what it means if you're really trying, that is, following God's word. Be you Jewish or Christian, you're following God's word. But we are mortals, and we fail. Even in our best efforts, we fail. Let me put it to you this way, and I'd mentioned it in a different context the previous hour. Oh, you missed the previous hour? You can't do it. I know. You can't listen all the time. I understand. That's why we do put up the podcast after each program. Available at NewsTalkSTL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. But in the previous hour, I was talking about what kind of violence would we have seen on the streets versus silent prayer vigils following the death of Charlie Kirk? What kind of violence would we have seen if someone like an Al Sharpton had been cut down at a gathering, as Charlie was? And I will also add this. I know there would have been a memorial service of faith for Al Sharpton, and a memorial service lifting up his highest esteemed issues that they could. I would not question them. I would not challenge them. But Don Lemon thinks it's perfectly okay to challenge anyone who wants to try to lift Charlie Kirk as an example for the rest of us. And he goes back to going after what would really a biblical person be. It's almost asked with malice and in attack mode. I believe that Don Lemon at some point in his past has revealed that he was born and raised in a Christian family. Would it be that he considered Charlie Kirk to be filled with hate because Charlie Kirk adhered closer to the Bible, especially when it came to same-sex marriages and relationships? Would that be something he would consider an act of hate? Would it be because Charlie Kirk adhered to the Bible to protect the unborn child? I can't answer those questions for Don Lemon, but you listen to him and see if you have any answers.
People will tell you that it is about grief. It was about grief, about honoring a man's life, about faith. And on the surface, you know, maybe it looked like that. Tens of thousands gathered. The music swelled. I'm sure some of you saw it. I just saw some of the sound bites. There were prayers and tears and moments of silence. But if you stayed long enough for the little bit that I could stay, and then I said, you know what, I'm out. If you listen long enough and close enough, if you stayed long enough and you listen close enough, you could feel the ground shifting beneath you, because that wasn't just about a man who died. This was about a movement claiming divine permission to rule. Can I get a witness? And all of the sound bites and the words used will tell you, will reveal to you exactly what I said. It was a revival meeting wrapped in a memorial. I'm from the South, Southern Baptist, went to Catholic school. You know what a revival meeting is, right? That is the holiest of holy rollers having a revival. Let the church say amen. It was a revival meeting wrapped in a memorial, a political rally dressed as church.
It was not a political rally dressed as church. It was Americans coming together to mourn for the loss of a man who stood for what we as a nation should stand for. And Don Lemon kind of gave away some of his background there, that Baptist, Catholic. I recognize a revival. That's all right. You can look at a memorial service as a revival. In one way, I hope it was. But he looks at it in a demeaning way. Would he say the same thing if such a memorial service were held for an assassinated Al Sharpton? And I do not wish that. I cannot emphasize that enough. I do not wish that. But would he say the same thing? The answer is no. Because it wouldn't be a political campaign wrapped up. Charlie was not running for anything. Oh yeah, but there were conservatives there. I don't know how many conservatives might attend a Al Sharpton funeral or memorial. There might be some. And that would be their choice. And I have nothing to say against them. Don Lemon is trying to stoke again fear of conservatives, even when they gather to pray and memorialize. He continues.
What we saw in that arena was not simply faith-finding public expression. It was religious nationalism on full display. That is the truth. That is my truth. This is my freedom of expression. This is my First Amendment right to be able to tell you the truth from my point of view. Not just from my point of view. This is what it is.
No, you just changed it.
The language was unmistakable. Take the nation back for God. Restore America's covenant. This is a holy calling. That's what it sounded like. This is not the language of democracy. This is the language of domination. Because I feel many people, when I wrote this book, said, I had no idea that you were a person of faith, that you had such strong belief in the Almighty. And I say, because faith is a private matter. It comforts. It convicts. It calls us to humility. But when faith fuses with power, it begins to ask for something else. It asks for obedience. It divides the country into the saved and the damned, the chosen and the condemned. It turns opponents into enemies of God. And when politicians wrap themselves in scripture, they are not calling us to virtue. They are demanding submission.
No, they're not. No one's demanding submission. Take what you just heard Don Lemon say about how this was really a nationalist rally. Well, I'm proud of my nation. I'm proud of my Christianity, yes. But I want you to contrast what he was saying to words from former ESPN host Keith Olbermann. He made a remark about Charles Jennings on the CNN program. And he wrote on his social media, and this is reference Charlie Kirk, "You're next, MF-er." Does that sound like compassion from the left? Which one is calling for violence and submission? I rest my case.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've got a phone number for you and a website where you can take a free, quick survey to learn how to use artificial intelligence, AI, to put your company on a fast track to the future. Here's the number. It's a 636 area code, 636-689-0545, 689-0545. This is PRI Global, and recently the St. Louis Business Journal named PRI Global as a leading IT consulting company. 25 years working with hundreds of companies, several Fortune 500, locally and around the world. PRI Global has its own AI lab to develop what's best for your company. Take the free survey and be on your way to the future. 636-689-0545, 689-0545, or go direct PRIglobal.ai, PRIglobal.ai. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service.
Yeah. You've worked hard for your money, so protect it. Meet my friend, Bob Leslie, and ask about the Gain and Retain Plan. Leslie Consulting, 40 years in the St. Louis area as a leader in brokerage and risk management. Call 314-721-0066, 721-0066. Oh, and ask Bob how he was the L.A. Dodger number one pick. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Heat Bat Production. He got Walrus Gumbel. He got Ono Sideboard. He want Spinal Cracker. He got feet down below his knee. Hold you in his arm, Jay. You can feel his disease. Come together.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
What is the purpose of the United Nations? The UN has such tremendous potential. I've always said it. It has such tremendous, tremendous potential. But it's not even coming close to living up to that potential. For the most part, at least for now, all they seem to do is write a really strongly worded letter and then never follow that letter up. It's empty words. And empty words don't solve war. The only thing that solves war and wars is action.
That is President Trump earlier today at the United Nations as he opened for their 80th assembly. The UN Charter, signed on June 26, 1945, had the mission of maintaining international peace and security, to develop friendly relations among the states, the various nations, to promote international cooperation, serve as a center for harmonizing the actions of states in achieving these same goals. Very lofty words, right? It quickly has become a propaganda machine and basically a cult center for the left and those who would do harm to democracy and our republic. The UN in the mid-20th century was focused primarily on economic and social development, especially during the decolonization of the mid-20th century. It's been perceived as leading in peace and human development, and yet it's also been criticized for ineffectiveness, bias, and corruption, so named by Donald Trump just then. It was during World War I that U.S. President Woodrow Wilson advocated for a world body to guarantee peace. The Allies met to decide on formal peace terms at the Paris Peace Conference. That's when they started the League of Nations. The U.S. never joined. The League of Nations, ratified by 42 other nations, in 1919 took effect. Keep in mind, this was after World War I. The first step toward the current United Nations was an inter-allied conference in London during World War II. But now we have those inside the UN who want to do basically drive a stake through the heart of those who are trying to preserve liberty, freedom for all. They will lip service such words, but they're not backing it up with their votes. This involves specifically more Western countries coming together to recognize Palestine as a state, currently 151 of the 193 member states of the UN, 78%, say Palestine should be a sovereign state. Benjamin Netanyahu is saying no, and he's doubling down on it, saying we had to ensure there is never a Palestinian state. Because what they really want, the Palestinians, you hear it in the cry on the streets, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. That would mean there would be no Israel. It would not just be the Gaza Strip. Prime Minister Netanyahu had a stark message for Britain, France, Canada, Australia. They are the ones among those joining to say, let's make Palestine a sovereign state. And he said, and I'm quoting the Prime Minister, it will not happen. There will be no Palestinian state west of the Jordan. He used to give a speech at the UN on Friday. But he's already said the response to the latest attempt to impose a terrorist state on us in the heart of our country will be given after my return from the U.S. By that, he's saying we're not just going to deal with diplomatic routes. We're looking for direct routes, which escalates to munitions and war. Israel has been looking to focus on building more settlements and expanding areas of military control on the West Bank that would fragment the Palestinian communities even into smaller groups, which they don't want. They want to be more altogether. They want to be more autocratic, which is understandable geographically and otherwise. But the purpose of many inside the PLO is to destroy Israel, kill the Jews. House Foreign Affairs Committee Ranking Member Congressman Gregory Meeks, Democrat, New York, said, I think what the world is calling for is an end to the war in Gaza because they see every day the number of individuals, women, children, men, reporters being killed, buildings, people running around. They see the humanitarian disaster that evolved there. Folks can't get food. Why is that? Have you stopped to ask why is that? What was it like before the October 7 invasion of Jerusalem? When Hamas went into the southern areas, they had their own communities in Gaza and in Palestine, but they also had a network of terrorist tunnels under schools, hospitals, where the cowardly Hamas members could hide under baby beds. That's what it was like then. There was no peace for them. And when Israel decided to strike back, it took a calculated approach and said, we're going to start with the southern end of Gaza. You need to move to the north to be free of being injured or killed. Many Palestinians did that. But Hamas did not let all of them go because they wanted collateral damage. They wanted the video of children with limbs blown apart. They wanted video of grieving mothers for their propaganda. So someone like Congressman Meeks can say, we want all of this to stop. Ask again how and why it started. Before it started, there were members of the PLO, Palestinians, let me phrase it that way, that were routinely traveling across the border separating Palestine from Jerusalem. They were allowed to go into Jerusalem, Israel, and do work. They were earning money. And there were plans to open the door for more to come in to Israel for work. So nobody was starving, being killed at that point. It was a delicate balance, but it was a tolerance level. And then you had Hamas say they are weak, we can attack, and they truly believed that the rest of the Arab nations, the Muslim nations, would follow them. Hezbollah did, the Houthi rebels did, Iran did, but the others kind of backed off. And to this day, no other Muslim nation, no other Arab nations is willing to take any of the Palestinians from that area. They don't want them. They fear that in their midst will be what we all know, terrorists. They don't want them on their soil. But Congressman Meeks trying to take, he thinks, a statesman approach. In my view, you can't take the fact of having a Palestinian state away. We need to have it. I think that's a goal. The hardest part is negotiations. Well, that's one thing you said that makes sense. But no nation wants to have another nation on its border that is filled with rage and hate and the sole goal of destroying you and your children and your nation. I know I use it a lot, but it stands out to me as just a perfect period to every time we have such a discussion. It would be a quote by Golda Meir, the first prime minister of Israel, a woman, Golda Meir, talking about the battle then with the enemies of Israel. And she said it very clearly. We will have peace with our enemies when our enemies love their children more than they hate us. That is so true. Texas has a new law which will help protect our children, at least in that state. It may grow to other states. Just got signed into effect by Governor Abbott.
I'm about to sign a law that says no men in women's restrooms. This is just common sense.
It's common sense. No men in women's restrooms. And when Governor Abbott signed that the other day, it should not have really been anything of great concern, except it should be accepted as it's a fact. That was Senate Bill 8 after the Texas House had passed it. Takes effect December 4, requiring people to use facilities, bathrooms, restrooms in government-owned buildings, including schools and universities, that align with their gender assigned at birth. It also includes family violence shelters, prisons, and jails. Organizations that violate this law face a $25,000 fine for the first offense, $125,000 for the second. Texas passed the bill, obviously, pushing against LGBTQ, claiming that we need to have everything for transgenders. No, we don't. The American Civil Liberties Union, quick to rebuke Abbott, saying we're going to encourage gender policing by those who seek to attack transgender people. There's nothing in there that says we want to attack transgender people. It just says if you were born a male, you'll use a male facility. If you're female, the other. That is if people know. Now, if you're a transgender, you're dressing whatever way you choose, and you walk into a public building, even the state capitol, and you're really born a male, but you're now posing as a female, you'll probably be able to get away with going in there. And maybe saying, oh, I pulled one over on them, didn't I? That's fine. But we're making it very clear. There is a law that says it is wrong, and we're not going to abide by it. I went to fill out an application the other day, and it had 8 different things on there as to how I could classify myself. I scratched through all of them and just wrote human. I know some of you think you're not a human. You're a jack, well, whatever you might think. As always, thanks for listening. Remember our pledge, one nation for God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.